peace and motherfucking blessings, man. Another day, another dollar. We back at the Rap Advice Podcast. You know what it is. We're just gonna talk about some shit. You know, random shit, whatever I'm thinking. How the fuck did my... Let's turn that do not disturb on so I'm in no text messages and that shit while I'm podcasting. But anyway, today's pod is brought to you by everybody's favorite evil friend. And I know you're wondering, who's everybody's evil friend? Do I have to remind you? Alcohol. My evil friend, your evil friend, one of your best friends when you're having a good time, one of your worst friends after that good time. But I'm just going to talk about alcohol, you know. There's a couple things popped into my mind, so I figured I'd share and shit. I guess we should start off with the who. Like, who really started my drinking excursion, expedition, whatever the fuck you want to call it. But for me, I remember my first drink. This is going to sound ghetto as shit, but my first drink, I remember coming home from like pre-K or kindergarten. I remember my mom walking me home and shit. It probably was like the first day of school. Might have even been daycare type of shit. But my mom walked me home from school. And I remember us being on the side of my grandmom's house and shit. Like, if you're from Philly, especially North Philly, I went to this school called William Dick. So William Dick is on, what, 24th and Norris? So you gotta walk down Norris to get to Burke Street. That's where my grandmama lived. My other grandma lived right in the street too. But so my mom walking me from school, we get to my grandma's house, we on the side of the house and shit. And I can remember my Uncle June, shout out oldest my Uncle Junior. I remember him stopping me for a second. And my mom kept going. I guess he went around the corner, went to my grandma's house. I went to go talk to her sister or something. But my uncle was like, yo, how was your day? And I was like, no, it was cool. I had a good day. And he was like, here, he had a 40. He was like, here, taste some of this. And I remember tasting that shit and it just being so disgusting. Like, I would never drink beer, alcohol, none of this shit, bro. And for years, I didn't fuck with it. But ironic enough, it's like, you know, you go to college and shit, you drink a little bit. I went to college. I went to four different colleges. So my first college, I rarely drink. Like, I hung with my homies, a couple of the niggas at school. We would smoke, kick back, you know, shit like that. My second college was pretty much the same thing, but I say I took if a semester is what? September, October, November, this semester, 4 months. Out of those 4 months, I probably drank once in my second school. In my third school, I was dealing with a young lady, and she was like, she was into the party lifestyle. She liked to go out, drink, have fun. Hold on, I gotta shut this window a little bit, make it a little quieter. But she liked to go out, drink, have fun. And she would always come back to my crib with a bottle of Absolut. I don't even know what I was doing fucking with that girl shit, but I'll never forget, like, one day I was like, take a hit. She was like, I'll take a hit if you take a shot. And I remember taking a shot and I almost died out there. Just like, wait, I'm supposed to cough. Swallow this, motherfucker? Just put it in my mouth and swallow it? Pause. But I wasn't hip to, like, liquor and shit. Like, I wasn't taking no shots before that. So that first, like, shot almost motherfucking killed the nigga. But after that, I went to another school, wasn't drinking or either. But once I got to the military, that's when my drinking really started. Because I remember being like, you know, if you know about the military, you go through basic training, especially for the Army. You go through basic training, then you go through AIT, which is your schooling, like, for whatever job you're going to be doing for the military. And then AIT, I never forget, like, one day, this dude was in formation. Formation, you know, everybody standing there, lined up, parade rest. You know, they do their counts, whatever the fuck they're doing. But it was one night, one of the dudes was in line. This nigga had a cup. Like, he had a cup of some brown shit. I don't know if it was Henny. It probably was Henny. You know how niggas was back then. It's like 2008, 2009. So, nigga had a cup of it, probably Henny. And we stand in formation. I'm like, let me hit that bitch, dog. And this is my homie. Like, I can't remember his name, but me and him was kind of cool. Like, we was on some shit like, nigga, I don't know you. You don't know me, but I fuck with you. So, he was like, yo, hit this shit, dog. And he gave me the rest of the cup. And I was bent going in for formation. So, I leave AIT. I went to AIT in Virginia at Fort Lee. come home for a little bit, still not really drinking, maybe a Corona or whatever. The moment I touched down in Korea is when my drinking path began. We get there and they tell us not to fuck with soju. And soju is like a Korean rice wine, but it's rumored to have vomit fluid and all types of shit fucking with it, like enemies shit. So we get to Korea, I'm fucking with the soju. We going bowling, I'm mixing soju and juice, and soju don't taste like nothing. Like, you can mix it whatever. You pour soju in a Hawaiian punch, it tastes like a Hawaiian punch. It has no smell, no taste, none of that shit. So, and this is like my first 2 days in country, in South Korea. So I'm there, I'm fucking with the soju. Bam, we get to our duty station. Duty station is the place you're gonna be working at. I'm using a lot of terms, probably with the military, that you don't know, but I clarify. But I got to my duty station. One of my other homies from Philly, he over there with me, or he wasn't my homie in Philly. He's from Philly and we became friends in Korea. But he's at the same, you know, location right near me and shit. So we kicking it one day. It's like our first 2 days at our duty station. Like, I get right at it. I go buy a bottle, and this is back when I was drinking clear. I didn't know shit. I go buy a bottle, and then bow, right there it begins. Because I ain't had no weed. I ain't had shit to smoke. I wasn't really fucking with cigarettes like that. I mean, I would come to do all of those things. I would find the weed. I would start smoking cigarettes. But at that point, it was just like, I need something to take the edge off of. I'm 21. I'm in a new country. I'm in the military. I don't know no fucking body. So I just needed something to take the edge off a little bit. Let me tell you, that shit didn't take the edge off. In the sense of taking the edge off, it opened Pandora's box to, nigga, do you know who you are? You come from your mother and your father who are both alcoholics, and this shit is about to get crazy. So that's what really started me on my drinking expedition. But then once I left the military, I went to Baltimore. I was living in Baltimore with my baby mom and shit. And I used to be up all night because I had this crazy tooth pain. Like, when I was in Korea, the dentist there fucked my teeth up. Because we got military dentists, but they got C's in dental school, and the military is like, fuck it, we're high. So they fucked one of my teeth up, and once I got back home, it was really bothering me and shit. So I started drinking ENJ every night just for the tooth pain. Like, I'm gargling this shit, swishing it around. That was the only thing that took the pain away. And that's where I became a fucking alcoholic. Because it went from, all right, I'm going to do this night, and I'm cool. Then it was, all right, I still got the pain the next night, I'm going to do it. And then it became an every night thing. So, all right, fuck it, ain't no pain, but I'm about to wreck some racks, and I need that juice back. Because that's what I used to do, like, when I would have tooth pain, I would do the alcohol, that would take the tooth pain away, and I would just sit there all night writing raps, because I used to go to a studio back then. But then it became, fuck the tooth pain, I ain't even got the pain no more, I'm just on this shit, like, we on it. Plus, Baltimore, liquor store don't close till 3 in the morning, so I'd be up at 1 in the morning, like, man, fuck it, I'm about to go grab a bottle and shit. But yeah, that's how I started my introduction into drinking, those three phases of my uncle introducing it to me, me going to the military and like, fuck it, I'm about to get down and dirty, and then me coming home from the military, and it was like, it just became a lifestyle thing. Like, first it was tooth pain, then it just became part of my lifestyle. But let's see. So I guess the next question is, what do I drink? Crazy question to ask. Like I said, I started off drinking white and bullshit, you know, Smirnoff. I used to drink the Grey Goose, Belvedere, some rock, New Amsterdam. When they used to make gin, I used to fuck with them. And then they started making vodka, of course, I was still fucking with them. But like I said, once I got home from the military, that's when I started fucking with ENJ and understanding, like, oh no, this dark liquor is something different. This shit will possess you. And that's what I mainly, you know, been fucking with. Like, only clear liquor I fuck with these days is this one tequila made by Diddy. Shout out Diddy, called Deleon. Me and my homie from Virginia, he came up here to fuck with me a couple of times, and he was bringing that shit up here. We set out, you know, in the wheel drinking that shit. That shit was smooth. Wasn't no harsh taste, hangover, none of that shit. But that's the only clear I really fuck with. Besides that, Quavo me, sir. Quavo me. Tequila me, please. If I ain't fucking with tequila, I probably fuck with some whiskey. You know, if I'm broke, I ain't gonna lie to you, if I'm broke, I might fuck with some ENJ, but for real, it's usually Jose Quavo tequila, or I do a couple different whiskeys and shit. I like Seagram 7. They got a nice little whiskey. And the honey whiskey is a fucking beautiful situation. I mean, the sweetness of it just takes the alcohol away. But, yeah, I ain't no Hennessy nigga. I don't fuck with Hennessy. I don't really do the bourbons like that. Yeah, just, you know, whiskey, tequila, keep that shit just like that. It'd be... I've had some wild nights off this shit, but yeah, that's what I fuck with. And like I said, you know, well, the next question is, why do I drink or why I need to drink or whatever? Or why I drink and why I need to quit? So let's start with the first one. Why do I drink? Like I said, originally it started off as recreation thing in career, just something to do. Got home, living in Baltimore, became a two thing, but then it became just part of my lifestyle. Like, you know, like, well, if you know me, if you listen, you know I smoke heavy ganja. I blow the motherfucking tree off the fucking... I will blow trees down in the forest. Put it like that. Excuse me. But, I guess recently... All right, so I gotta be... You know, I'm gonna be honest and tired or whatever. So, I was married and shit. Of course, I'm drinking during the marriage. Marriage didn't work. Not literally because of the drinking, but other problems and shit. Some my fault, some just the relationship. You know how I go. But afterwards, I moved out. Once I got the, you know, I moved out before I got divorced, but eventually I did get the divorce. But living on my own, so I moved out like March of 2020, literally days before the shutdown and the pandemic hit. So my whole pandemic experience wasn't like, oh, I'm going to the liquor store or I'm going out partying and I got my own crib and there's going to be a bunch of chicks. It was like, no, you go to work. Mind you, I'm working at Whole Foods at the time. So this is the two things I would do. I would usually buy beer from Whole Foods because they sell beer. Then I had a homie. He was driving. So me and him at work, all right, cool. I'm going to take care of, you know, I'm working in seafood. I'm take care of the counter. You run to the liquor store and get us what we need. You get your bottle, I get my bottle. We straight for the night. Mind you, we drinking on the job and all that shit. Whole Foods, if you hear this in the future, I'm sorry. I was young. I was dumb. I was drunk. I've done many other things, other drugs at Whole Foods too, but we'll talk about that at a different time. But, yeah. So I would usually send my homie. He would go, rest in peace, because he passed away recently. My man name was Karan. That's who used to go get the bottles and shit. Rest in peace, Karan. But he would go get the bottle, and if he wasn't working or he ain't go get the bottle, I would call up one of our other co-workers. He ended up quitting, but he was on some, especially during the pandemic, he was delivering liquor. You idiot. We all lived through the pandemic. We all had somebody that delivered alcohol to our crib. If you didn't, you missed out. Nigga, I was getting bottles delivered. But yeah, so it just became part of my lifestyle. And then once, you know, life start opening back up, once the universe and the world start opening back up, I came to realize, like, yo, everybody else during the pandemic was having a great time. Basically, was partying, drinking, getting together. Me, I'm going to fuck the work every day. So I got to this point where I'm like, not that I was like, fuck work, because I still was going to work, but I started hanging out, you know, at my lunch break, I go to the bar and shit. Mind you, the bar is on the block where I'm from and shit, so I slide up there. Let me get like an hour lunch or some shit. I take, hey, I'm gonna take my hour, but I'm gonna spend 30 minutes at the bar. So the rest of it is to get there, get back, and get whatever else I need. But yeah, that's what I was doing. It just became my lifestyle thing. Like, before I knew it, I eventually quit my job, started getting unemployment like everybody else. Fuck it, why not? It's the pandemic, and I was being overworked, dealing with asshole customers. So of course I needed a drink. But eventually I quit my job, got unemployment, I just started hanging out. Cause everybody was just hanging out at the bar. Like, the world was shut down and we were having every day. We meet up at the bar having a great time. Everybody laughing, buying each other drinks. Fucked up. Like fucked up, fucked up, fucked up. Mind you. Shot of something in my tooth. Shot of tequila, $4. That ain't shit. Shot of brown liquor, $3. That ain't shit. So we just having a good time. And it got to the point where, like, I would literally wake up, probably go for a little workout, do some reading, some writing, maybe do a podcast, 10 o'clock rolled around, I ordered breakfast. I take breakfast to the bar and I eat there. That was just part of my day. I would do like Uber Eats and I would take lunch breaks and stop at the bar and shit. So it just became part of my lifestyle where it's like, alcohol is what we doing shit. But on to that second part of that, it was like, well, I need to quit because I started getting too deep in this shit. I'm on the block every day. I'm at the bar every day. I'm having too much of a good time. I'm waking up in different cribs and different people's beds and shit. And it just was like, yo, you got to slow down. Which I didn't do until recently. Like, I just recently slowed the fuck down because I still was going out there acting a fucking, I don't even say acting a fool because I don't really act out. I don't do no, I'm not a hyper person or a drama type of person. I'm more chill to myself and shit. But I was going out there getting fucked up, just doing shit I shouldn't do, making mistakes, losing wallets, losing money. So I might have lost a car or two out that bitch. Like, I just was doing too much and I realized I needed to slow down. And like, at the time I was thinking that, nigga, you need to stop, but I really just need to slow down. So I'm going to the block and the bar 7 days a week. There's nothing wrong with going once or twice. In fact, you don't even like those people that you go to the bar and hang out with most of the time. You got a couple cool people you cool with, but the rest of them, fuck them. You don't even fuck with them like that. So I just, you know, I realized, stop chasing the comfortability of alcohol and just fall back. So that's what I'm in the mix of it now. And like I was saying, that's where I used to drink. Like, I got this one spot on the block I would go to. Excuse me. It's in West Philly and shit. Drinks is cheap. Old heads is there. Everybody talking shit, buying each other drinks, just having a good time. Now, when that closed, now mind you, during the pandemic, actually, gotta go before that. Before the pandemic, this place used to close at like 12:30 at night. Mind you, it's like a little speakeasy joint. Pandemic hit. He shut down, opened back up, and then he started closing at like 7, 8, 9 shit. So that's what time he closed now. Usually he closed between like, I say before 9. But then when that closed, I got another bar up the street that we all go to, like literally a block away. So one bar closed, we go up to the next bar. They shit a little watered down, drink ain't the best, but it's a bar. What the fuck are you showing up for but to get drunk? Let's see, where else? We got a couple more speakeasies I fuck with. Now I live in North Philly. I got a speakeasy right down the street from me. Same type of vibes and shit. But it's like, yeah, you just, especially in Philly, like, yeah, you buy a bottle, you can go to the bars or you can go to the speakeasies, but pretty much everybody's drinking. It's a city of fucking drunks. But ultimately, I don't want to quit alcohol. I do want to be able to control it because I don't like the decisions I have made on it. And I know better, but it's just, you know, being drunk, making dumbass decisions. You know you should go home, but then you wake up, it's 6 o'clock in the morning, and you some in some random stranger house and shit. And it's just like, nah, that's not how I'm trying to live my life. And even, I had talked to my oldest daughter before, and I was like, you know, what can I do better as a father? And she's like, you do a damn good job. You just got to cut back on the drinking. Like, nigga, you are a functional alcoholic. You drive us off to school, you pick us up. You cook dinner, you there with us. But she was a fucking drunk. And she didn't say it like that, but that's how I took it. Like, you're right, baby. Nigga, I cut back off this shit. And just to make better decisions, just so my body can feel better, my mind can be more clearer. Because, like, there's nothing wrong with enjoying alcohol, but when you abuse this shit, it really fuck your life up. Because, I mean, I even had a job where, though, I started using the company credit card because they were doing some bullshit. They tried to charge me for something they shouldn't have. So I said, fuck it. If you're going to charge me, it's my card then. And I came to that realization off of alcohol. Like, fuck it. I'm going to use this card to do what I want. But alcohol has never led to a good choice for me. Like, I done had some nights I chilled, just took it down for the night, went home. But I've had many a night where I've done shit I shouldn't have done because I was drunk and didn't realize what I was doing or realize what I was doing and didn't give a fuck because I was drunk. And it's just like, you can't move that way in life. Like, you got to be clear-minded because life is really chess. And the more drunk you are, the more mistakes you make. The more mistakes you make, easier it is to lose the game. So, have I had fun throughout my drinking days? Oh, that's another thing that's crazy too. Before I get to that point, once I got to the age where, you know, I started really drinking, into some shit, my pop quit drinking. The one nigga I wanted to share a drink with, really get to know, this nigga quit drinking when I started drinking. And we never got to really share that bond. But shit happens. But where the fuck else was I saying? Oh, my drinking days. Yes, I have had so much fun in my drinking days. I've met beautiful women. I've had great conversations. I've been to some amazing places, met some amazing people from drinking. Don't get me wrong, from drinking. Like, I remember being out in Louisville. I'm a little on and shit. I'm walking on the block. Call it what it is. Women coming up to me like, "Damn, you look good. You ain't from around here and shit." You know, you're a little old. You start feeling yourself. Like, "Yeah, you goddamn right. I ain't from around here. I'm from the fucking city, baby." But on the other hand, it's like, I done made some fucked up decisions. I done fucked up money, opportunities, relationships, friendships. The relationship I got with myself, I fucked a lot of shit up fucking with this alcohol and shit. But some days I've been like, "Yo, you don't need to drink liquor." Because there's a difference between liquor and beer. Like, they both fall into the alcohol category. Yeah. Let's rewind that. They both fall into the alcohol category, but it's a difference. Like, I feel like if I don't fuck with liquor and just fuck with, you know, beer or wine, I'm way better off and shit. Because I got more of a clear head. I'm not getting fucked up as quick. But I don't know. It's just something about enjoying a shot of liquor with some friends that just makes me happy. It's something about going out to a breakfast and they like, "Do you want a mimosa?" And I'm like, "Yes, I will take a mimosa. Are they bottomless?" It's just something about that experience of alcohol. But it's also knowing yourself and your limits. Me, I'm drunk on my first shot the same way I'm drunk on my fifth. So once I start, I can't stop. The pop has stopped. I mean, I can stop. Of course, I've had nights like that. Like, "Yo, one shot, I'm out, yo." But on them nights where you having a real good fucking time, it's like, "Man, why the fuck would I stop enjoying myself? Fuck work, I'll get there tomorrow. Fuck my girlfriend, I'll be home at some point. I'm enjoying myself right now." But that don't always lead to positive outcomes, so. I mean, I can't preach to anybody because I drink. I'm motherfucking drunk. Shit, I'm drinking a beer right now. Half a beer. The other half is in the fridge. I like to keep it cool. But it's just, I mean, I'm a grown-ass man. 309. At one point in history, people used to drink alcohol instead of water because it was safer. Or at least beer, mead, shit like that. Because the alcohol, because the water content was so poisonous, it was better for you to drink anything else. But I'm just at that point in my life where I don't want to become the old drunk guy hanging out in front of the beer store and shit like that. I'd rather grab my shit and keep it moving, you know what I mean? Yeah, alcohol is a funny thing. Most people don't look at it as a drug, but it's one of the most powerful drugs in this world. And it's fucking crazy that alcohol is legalized but weed is not. You give me a vote right now, they say, "Lynn, your vote, the only one counts. We either gonna keep marijuana illegal and keep liquor, alcohol legal, or we're gonna make alcohol illegal and we're gonna make marijuana legal." Oh, I'm going for the marijuana every time. What the fuck? I wouldn't even question that. I'm going for the marijuana because that shit is safer, better for your body, better for your mind, your soul, everything. But that alcohol, boy, I ain't gonna. I've had days where I'm like, "I ain't fucking with it no more." And I ended up right at the bar, so I ain't sitting here preaching like, "Hey, everybody should quit and live this healthy lifestyle." Even though they say tequila, Jose Cuervo is vegan, blue agave. I did my research. But yeah, I do want to get to that point where I can enjoy a cocktail, but it's not mandatory. You know, I would like to be able to go out to a restaurant, order a glass of wine, and not need the whole bottle. You know what I mean? Or I used to be the nigga that I would go to a restaurant. "Let me get a Long Island iced tea with a double of whiskey." Like, who the fuck orders some shit? The Long Island's gonna have you fucked up. Why do you need the other shit to have you fucked up? But nah, man. You know, it's a journey, just like life is. This journey with alcohol, it's not over yet. I have my ups and my downs, my highs and my lows. But I'm continuing the battle, trying to be my best self. So, can't let alcohol win. What do you think? How do you feel about alcohol? If you got the capabilities to reach out to me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, wherever the fuck you can find me, let me know how you feel about alcohol. We'll talk about it next episode. But until then, I appreciate you listening. This has been your host with the most that don't like the boast, coast to coast like Space Ghost, Lance Bias. Peace.